This is Norton Scooter reporting from London. I am in the Boar's Head Pub, a local watering hole, where 3 hours ago, Tony Blair and George Bush dropped in to mingle with British and American troops on leave before shipping out to Iraq, or perhaps Syria. Both Mr. Blair and the President have been matching these young soldiers pint for pint all evening. The President apparently prefers Guinness between frequent trips to the bathroom, which seem to revitalize his spirits for a while. The President has stepped up to the PA and is ready to address the room. Let's listen in.
United States and United Kingdom working together to make our respective nations and all the free nations of the world more secure. And we're sharing the sacrifices of this war.
God bless America!
And both America and Great Britain are strongly committed. We share in a costly Nazism. Soon we'll release a roadmap that is designed to help turn that vision into reality. For nearly a century, the United States and Great Britain have opposed all the peace and security in the world. Together, coalition forces are advancing day by day against the enemy. The grip of terror around the throats of the Iraqi people is being loosened. We appreciate the bravery, the professionalism of the British troops and the American people offer their loved ones just as we offer our loved ones of our own troops. We're now engaging the most hardened dictators' units, and the long-suffering Iraqi people will be tortured and brutalized, tongues cut out, and tied to the stakes in the town squares, and bled to death to instill the habits of fear in the daily lives of millions in the challenges ahead. It's a matter of victory. And the Iraqi people have got to know that, see? They got to know, no matter how long it takes.
And that was President George W. Bush speaking at the Boar's Head Pub after throwing back a few with British and American troops on leave. This is Norton Scooter reporting from London.
And for your leadership at this time.